Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Saturday of the 10th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Kieran Healy. Kieran lives in Oakland, California, and his preaching today is entitled Speaking the Truth.
The Gospel is according to Matthew 5:33-37. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, do not take a false oath, but make good to the Lord all that you vow. But I say to you, do not swear at all, not by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is a footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great King. Do not swear by your head, for you cannot make a single hair white or black. Let your yes mean yes, and your no mean no. Anything more is from the evil one." Today's gospel suggests, then, that a very important distinction when it comes to dealing with honesty in my personal behavior, our Dominican motto, Veritas, truth, has much to offer when we attempt to put it into practice in other areas of life. To be true says so much more than just being accurate or correct. Truth in this sense is not just a quality of providing correct information. It just goes so far beyond that. It has to do with a kind of completeness or perfection in my response to life itself. When I speak of the true, I am not so concerned with just correct information, but with the quality of life that blesses us all, and I need to go that deep to discover it. It is my hope that this clarity and respect for reality would be reflected even more perfectly in my words and behavior in the church and in speaking to people. The truth challenges us to expand our awareness beyond mere accuracy. We need to focus upon goodness and beauty. Truth challenges our creative capacity for expression. We don't just think or speak correctly, but expand our awareness of the full expressions of existence and beauty. Such awareness feeds into our moral imagination and explores a more complete expression of the beauty and full possibilities of life itself. Here, imagination blends and multiplies the full potential of our expression. Sometimes people who fuss about truth and accuracy of expression are just playing on the surface of things. We don't need to do more of that, but move more deeply in our response into the opportunities with which God blesses us. Truth, like prayer, must rise up from the very center of our being and not just be what we hope to name for people or things or activities, but to be the very epitome of our ability to name life to the very best of our ability and to a real sense of perfection. Truth is something holy. I often think that I am in control and I need to let my awareness of reality, the real expressions of my life, find its most perfect expression, and that's so much more than just ordinary conversation. I don't shape the truth. Truth forms and directs the very core of my being. It's good for us to be reminded that another aspect of the truth is that it is real and therefore holy. So our efforts to manipulate or shape the truth so that it will favor us in some practical way is really quite inappropriate. No, when we talk or speak the presence of the truth or seek it, we're on sacred ground, and we must be very careful not to manipulate the truth in our favor. Truth is holy, and in a wonderful way, truth is of our God. So it can be most correct to reflect on what we have said in the heat of the moment and correct it with our more mature and balanced reflections. Let your yes mean yes and your no mean no. Do not swear by your head, or other things that you really cannot control. I like to think of the truth as something so real and beautiful that we really must be most careful not to distort it in any way. Let me put it this way. The truth is a reflection of God's creation, and therefore it has something to do with God's own life. What a beautiful thing it would be for me to tell the truth with such clarity and beauty. More and more, I like to think of telling the truth as an act of imagination and beauty, and maybe even praise. This would be a good standard to apply to everyday conversation. But as a preacher, I think I'm challenged to explore this even more and speak about God, and my approach comes a little bit more deeply grounded in prayer and fullness of experience. A sermon should not be adequate or just good enough. No. Our effort to speak of the wonder and mystery, the beauty of our God, should really reflect the finest efforts of our study, imagination, and prayer. There should even be some risk added to this. We should not play it safe. No, our speech about God requires the very best of our imagination, courage, loving attention, and discovery, with wonder and beauty of the God whose life we are discovering, knowing that we can never do real justice to the beauty and wonder of our divine being. Yet, I will dare to explore and name that beauty and truth, which really is far beyond my competence. And yet, I will explore the wonder and truth and beauty of the divine being who is so far beyond us. Anything less would be a disappointing gesture of compromise. No, God deserves the very best that we have to offer. Prayer in this sense, then, is a kind of discovery. We cherish the beauty of the divine being that our God shows forth to us, and he deserves no less. God, who calls us out of nothingness, deserves our best response of wonder and imagination. So it is best if we are not content over just saying words or the right words of prayer or remembering them as best we can, but rather that we create a marvelous response from the fullness of our energies and being, our memory and intelligence, that recognizes, praises, and sets forth in life itself for our brothers and sisters and for our own private prayer. The wonder of God's being alive within our hearts and reflected back to the divine being with all the love, intelligence, and wonder that we can measure as we respond to God in prayer. May God bless you this day in just that way, and add to your expression of prayer, praise, and wonder over the God who loves us and calls us into the fullness of life. May God bless you.